When the Leidenheimer Baking Company decided to expand operations, they faced an obstacle in the form of an 1895 single shotgun house on the company's property. Rather than seeking to have the historic home destroyed, however, they approached the Preservation Resource Center of New Orleans to seek an alternative. At this point, I want to bring in Danielle Del Sol, Executive Director of the PRC, to help pick up with the story. Welcome, Danielle.
Thanks so much for having me.
So the Leidenheimer Baking Company reached out to you, and what did they want?
Basically, they had this single shotgun house, which from the front looks like a typical shotgun house. When you go a little bit past it and you can see the side of the building, it's actually really cute. It looks like it was built for workers. So there's actually several doors along the side with brackets corresponding with each of the doors. So it's really a fanciful little single shotgun house. And they wanted to expand operations and they didn't need the house, but they also didn't want to demolish the house. And so they reached out to us and said, can you help? And luckily, we could.
So obviously, this is a lengthy process. Tell us a little bit more about the unique challenges that this presents.
Absolutely. So first, we had to find someone who was who'd be willing to take the house. And we were very lucky to find that entity in Thrive NOLA, which is a nonprofit that operates in the St. Rock neighborhood. They have a variety of missions, but it's really based around economic development and helping people gain equity and grow as individuals. And so they offered to take the home, and they're going to restore the house and turn it into an affordable housing unit for someone to buy, which is just so wonderful. What a wonderful fate.
So it's going to have a whole new life.
It will, which is so exciting for us. But then there's the logistics of actually getting it there, and those are not easy. Typically, when we've facilitated house moves before, it'll be a few blocks or maybe a mile at most. This is, as the bird flies, 4 miles. So to move a house, period, is expensive. You have to kind of chop the house up to make it movable. You have to take the roof off. You have to coordinate with utilities companies to make sure no power lines are anywhere in the way along the route. And then there's the whole lifting it up, hauling it, and then putting it down on new piers or a slab. That is all very extremely expensive.
There's some people out there, not me, but some people who'd say, well, it's just one house. Why go through all this just for one house?
We really believe in the importance of every single shotgun. New Orleans is so full of historic architecture that it's easy to lose sight of why any individual small building might matter. But really, it's death by a thousand cuts. If you demolish buildings one by one by one, at the end of the day, we won't have them anymore. We'll have a small amount. And that is such a huge part of who we are as a city, a huge part of our economy. That's why people, you know, visit New Orleans, is to the feel of New Orleans, the look of New Orleans. I like to talk about the Holy Trinity of New Orleans, which is our architecture, our music and culture, and our cuisine. You know, any one of those in and of itself is special, but when you combine the three, it's magic. And without that crucial part of our historic built environment, we lose a huge part of who we are as a city, our identity. So this shotgun is important because it has housed people for over a century. It's an important part of the Leidenheimer Baking Company and their history. And it's really beautiful that it's going to have a whole new life with new people living in it and making it, you know, their home.
And obviously, this is a big project, but what are some other things that are going on at the PRC right now?
We're really busy. In terms of facilitating people saving houses, we have another wonderful project we're working on with the musician PJ Morton. We are helping him save the Buddy Bolden House in Central City and a house next door to it as well to turn into a new recording studio and seminar space and house museum dedicated to the life of Buddy Bolden and the legacy of jazz music in New Orleans. This house has been falling apart for years, and he's doing what it takes to restore it, bring it back to life. We're really excited to be helping in that process.
That was Danielle Del Sol, Executive Director of the Preservation Resource Center of New Orleans, telling us about their impressive moving project. Thanks for coming in, Danielle.
Thanks so much for having me.
In New Orleans, I'm Brian Friedman.